Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. The all-new Opel Mokka. With a new visor front face and pure panel interior, this is Opel.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
I just want to bring you some messages coming into us here this morning. While the talk goes on, the large funds are still buying the houses, squeezing out hundreds of buyers. Tax the multinational companies for real, says that listener. What about those who want to buy an apartment in the city? There are no new build apartments there that are anywhere near affordable. This isn't all about suburban housing estates. Kevin is in Kildare. Any extra stamp duty costs will be passed on in higher rental rates. And Bill in Dublin says, why won't this government introduce rent controls, rent freezes and security of tenure for renters? 51551 for your messages. Now, businesses, politicians and artists are raising fresh concerns around spending by the Galway 2020 project. The city's turbulent term as European Capital of Culture officially ended on Friday after an investment of over 25 million euro by government and local authorities. Project officials insist Galway 2020 will leave a lasting legacy, but government and opposition politicians are agitating for a deeper examination of how state monies were spent, with one senator urging a full independent audit of Galway 2020. And our reporter Barry Lenehan is in Galway City. Good morning, Barry.
Good morning, Claire.
So this all began with controversy. It ended with COVID. It was never plain sailing, was it?
Yeah, and rewind the clock to July 2016, and all around me here where I'm standing at the moment by the Spanish Arch, seeds of celebration, people dancing all along Shop Street, with Galway officially chosen as one of Europe's capitals of culture for 2020. But fast forward to last Friday, the curtain officially came down on Galway 2020 in a handover ceremony broadcast in TG Cahir. No dancing, no celebration, a sense of anti-climax at best. And the project, as you alluded to there, Claire, rocked from the off by a series of controversies, including a slew of high-profile staff departures and board resignations, budget cuts and division between artists and officials. Ace Dona member Rita Ann Higgins infamously envisaging in her poem Nine Circles of 2020 Hell, a land of empty where no one mentioned poem or painting or play and no art of any kind to lighten the heart on a dreary Galway day. Now, 7 million projected a private sponsorship never came. The opening ceremony abandoned due to severe weather last February, and then coronavirus forced job cuts among creative staff as much of the programme moved online. But talk and thoughts around here this morning now turning to what exactly Galway 2020 leaves behind.
So let's talk a bit about that legacy, Barry. How are those involved in the artistic community reflecting this week?
Well, those who engaged with the project say it has generated an unprecedented digital cultural archive for generations to come. But several artists I've spoke to say, well, that they're glad Galway 2020 is over and question what exact legacy it leaves. There's also public silence among the artistic community due to the potential impact on funding and grants should they speak out. Some simply don't want to relive it. One theatre maker telling me how in many ways we were all trying to move on and put Galway 2020 behind us even before the pandemic arrived. Another artist described it as a sad fiasco. But Judy Murphy, she's arts editor for the Connacht Tribune, involved in arts here in the city for decades. Here's what she told me.
It was an anticlimax. I think people are relieved that it's over. There's probably a lot of anger that so much money was spent on something that delivered so little, that engaged so little with so many artists, and that has eaten up a budget that could possibly have gone into far more constructive projects. In the initial phases when Galway was going for the project, there was talk of new physical infrastructure, because Galway, for all its hype as a city of the arts, has actually very, very, very poor infrastructure. None of that happened.
The organisers say they've supported 300 businesses, 700 events, 100 projects, that they've triumphed in the face of COVID adversity.
They have supported artists, but the artists, the process by which it happened, so many people were sidelined, and even people who were brought centre stage eventually had to fight so hard to have their voices heard. And so many projects were downsized because Galway 2020 failed to raise any appreciable amount of private sponsorship. Practically everything they got was from the public purse, and so much of the bid book didn't happen, and it wasn't to do with COVID.
Talking to artists over the last few days, there seems to be a bit of an omerta here.
I have been working in the arts in Galway for decades, and I never saw anything like the silence. They were afraid of losing future funding because the city council was so involved in the project. There was a real fear, and it was quite astonishing and very demoralising to see that, because you expect people in the arts to be people who are not afraid to express an opinion and to have strong feelings about things. And they did have, but they wouldn't say it on the record.
That's quite some people would find a shocking legacy to leave as a result.
I think it's going to take the arts groups in this town and this area a long time to recover from the damage that was done. I mean, you'd meet people on the street and they'd tell you how they'd rang, they'd emailed, they'd tried to set up meetings, they got no responses. It just went on and on and on, and eventually people stopped engaging. Those were people who were in the bid book. Those are people whose project had been part of the reason that Galway won the bid. There is no legacy in that regard, except one of disaffection and disillusionment. The tragedy is that this could have been such an opportunity for the area, and it was missed. It just actually became very, really depressing. You just even lost the will to be angry about it. It just became really depressing.
That's extraordinary from Judy Murphy, arts editor for the Connacht Tribune, Barry. But what about businesses? I know you spoke to them. What do they tell you as the capital of culture torch is passed on now?
Yeah, so the Minister for Culture, Catherine Martin, recently confirmed to the Doyle how 14 of a 50 million euro government allocation has been paid to Galway 2020. Galway City and County Council handed over a combined 10 million, and the overall cost of the project expected to be in the region of between 25 and 30 million. But businesses here in the city point to a 3% levy on commercial rates for each of the last 3 years to go to Galway 2020, and question what they have to show in return given the widespread cancellation of physical events and the lack of any new physical infrastructure. Some would like a detailed review of how their money was invested. First, City Publican Johnny Duggan, who's also chair of the Galway Vintners Federation and former board member at Machnas.
In conjunction with Diageo, we came up with a beer called Galway Gold, which was only available in Galway. And anyone who bought a pint, a contribution from that went directly from Diageo to the European Capital of Culture as well. So there was a significant amount of pints of that promoted and sold over a number of years. It's been supported across numerous different ways by the pubs of Galway.
A lot went in, and are people questioning the output now?
They've tried to reimagine the programme and have delivered some good stuff online. And we look forward to seeing, maybe having a look back to see how it performed, what went well, what didn't go well, where was the money spent, and was there things we could have done better. And looking forward to reviewing the outcome of that, yeah.
My name is Richard Hartman. I'm from Hartman Jewellers on William Street in the centre of Galway City. It was sold to us as an incredibly positive thing to start with. The business community bought into it. We agreed that our rates would be increased, our commercial rates were increased 3% per year for 3 years, and at the time we were happy to do it, but I suppose when you look back on it now, you do wonder where has the money gone. We haven't seen any signs of Galway 2020 for the past 2 years. I know there has been some stuff online, but when you hear figures of 25 or 30 million being spent on it, you really wonder where is it, because I haven't seen it.
The organisers would argue a pandemic, very difficult circumstance.
It was sold to us by Galway City Council especially as something that was going to bring huge numbers of tourism into the city. I accept the pandemic happened, but we have invested money in it. The city has invested money in it. I don't see any payback for the economy, the Galway City economy. If money was wasted, the business community in Galway are going to be very upset about it.
So that's the business side. And politically, Barry, there are growing calls for a deeper look into expenditure by Galway 2020. What more can you tell us on that front?
Yeah, chorus of calls for greater details on how the budget was used. Local politicians say they have questions over severance payments, legal and professional fees, and the cost of the abandoned opening ceremony by the sea in Salt Hill in February 2020. Documents I've seen under Freedom of Information intimate a cost there of around 2.3 million. Now, the Sinn Féin TD for Galway West, Mairéad Farrell, she says she found it extremely difficult to get hold of any of the expenditure items of Galway 2020, as it's a private company, even though it's in receipt of public funds, and an examination of the accounts, she says, is needed to ensure everything was above board. The Independent TD Catherine Connolly has long advocated for greater governance of Galway 2020, while in recent days the Social Democrats local councillor Owen Hanley has contacted the Oireachtas Culture Committee to investigate Galway 2020.
What about the government parties, Barry?
Cabinet Minister Fine Gael Hildegard Nocton. She says she wants to wait for an independent evaluation of the project by Galway 2020 itself, due later this year. But the Green Party Senator Pauline O'Reilly, she wants greater transparency, while Fianna Fáil councillors and Galway City Council, last autumn they contacted the Comptroller and Auditor General's office, urging him to intervene. And Seamus McCarthy, in reply correspondence, he said while Galway 2020 is not under his remit, he does have the power to carry out a limited inspection of the accounts of bodies in receipt of exchequer or departmental funding and controls of grant funding issued by government departments. So perhaps an examination to come there. But Fianna Fáil Senator in Galway, Ollie Crowe, he says an independent eye is needed.
How much pedestrianisation and how much outdoor furniture and how much improvement of playgrounds would we do with €25 million? There has to be accountability. From the get-go, was under pressure. The opening ceremony to be held in the swamp, abandoned. And what kind of money was required there? What people want is clarity.
Galway 2020 is saying 600 artists, 700 events. That is a significant contribution for the money outlaid.
People on the street that talk to me, they cannot fathom the 700 events. They're not aware of them. I don't want any secrecy anymore. I want it out front. The capital of culture must respect the funding that they were given. What I'm calling for as an Oireachtas member, and I think at this stage there's a cross-party support of a full independent audit of Galway Capital of Culture 2020. It needs to be brought out in the open. We're talking here about 25 million, in excess of 25 million. Where has it gone to? There's no legacy. What I'm asking for, to be provided with an audited report of detailed costings, whether it's legal costs or beyond, the entirety, the culture programme costs, the breakdown costs. We can then make progress and assess where exactly the money was spent.
Some would argue you're in government yourself. Yeah. Is this not a sense that you don't have faith in your own government's department, in Catherine Martin's department?
No, I have full confidence in Catherine Martin and the department, but I think whether it's the Public Accounts Committee to commence the process, I believe that that's what's required at this stage. We're talking about €25 million spend here. Nobody in this city has any comprehension of how it was spent. And we're not getting the information that we should. At the end of the day, it's the taxpayers' money. We need accountability. I don't think it's acceptable to treat people's money with contempt. And what's happening here is that it wasn't spent correctly, wasn't spent accordingly. But we must get answers. We must have fully independent audit of Capital of Culture 2020.
All right, there's the call for the audit from Fianna Fáil Senator Ollie Crowe. And Barry, you put all of these concerns to the Galway 2020 project itself. What did they say?
Yeah, the chief executive of Galway 2020 is Patricia Philbin, and she confirmed legacy initiatives will be announced in the coming months.
We will be making an announcement on legacy in the coming months. Also, we have a whole monitoring and evaluation programme which is underway by an independent company from Galway 2020. There are some legacies already in terms of the capacity that has been built within the sector. As the only capital of culture to deliver so many projects online, we have huge expertise developed.
Some politicians from across parties are calling for a greater review or a greater look into how exchequer funding and local authority funding was spent.
We're an independent company. We're governed by the Companies Act. We're a registered charity. We have a board of directors, of which 5 members are public sector representatives. A company independent of Galway 2020 carries out independent financial review, which is also reported on a quarterly basis.
But in spite of all that, questions are being asked. Can you understand why?
Absolutely. I've worked in the public sector for 30 years. I know the requirements in terms of monitoring and reporting on public funds. And there is to be an independent audit at a national level, Galway 2020 will fully cooperate with any requests we receive.
Would you regard Galway 2020 as a success?
Absolutely. It's been a success not just locally but nationally. It is one of the few cultural events of its scale in the world that actually continued throughout COVID. 600 artists have been employed right throughout the delivery of the programme at a time when their sector has been significantly impacted.
Do you think it represents value for money for the money put in by the exchequer?
In my opinion, yes. But again, our monitoring and evaluation report, once it is delivered, will show the very positive impacts and tangible outputs that have been achieved by the investment that has been made.
Speaking to several artists over the last few days, and some were kind of upset when I mentioned Galway 2020.
There has been a cohort who have been upset in relation to it. We went through a very rigorous bidding stage and consultation stage, which allowed all of artists to have their input in relation to it. You will always have people who just don't agree with how it was delivered. But in terms of the level of investment in the local cultural organisations, that cannot be denied in terms of the outputs of Galway 2020.
That's Patricia Philpin there. Barry, did you get any word on all of this from the department or from the local council?
Yeah, and issues, fallouts, concerns from European capitals of culture, nothing new, dating right back to Cork's reign in 2005. But Galway City Council says it understands Galway 2020 undertaking the process of a complete evaluation of the capital of culture designation, while the Department for Culture says it's satisfied the full programme has been delivered and all financial reporting requirements are up to date.
Barry Lenehan in Galway City, thank you very much for bringing us that. Coming up next, we're going to take a deep dive into political intrigue on your telly, on your radio, the best documentaries and dramas to watch. That's coming up.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.